The exhibit is currently installed on the Library Square Plaza downtown. Salt Lake City is one of a handful of cities hosting the exhibit as it tours the Western U.S. this fall. Mark Lair is a medical team leader with Doctors Without Borders. He recently returned from serving missions rescuing migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea, and he wants to help tell their stories.
It is a story of being bought and sold multiple times. It is a story of unimaginable suffering, survival, and humanity. It is a reality that the world is having trouble coming to grips with. In 2016, 355,361 people arrived in Europe by sea. More than 5,000 people died or went missing attempting this journey. A significant number of the people on these boats, 43% making the journey, were women and children.
The exhibit is free, and members of the public are encouraged to take a one-hour tour through the traveling exhibit, which includes a short 360-degree video inside a dome and virtual reality films of refugee experiences. Exhibit docents, many of whom are also medically trained professionals who have worked in crisis areas with Doctors Without Borders across the world, take visitors through a guided series of simulated experiences such as sitting in a life raft, ducking into tent shelters, or feeling constrained by chain-linked fences. Heather Benillis, a nurse who's worked in South Sudan and Afghanistan, says the goal is to personalize the refugee experience.
I love doing this with groups because you're right, like a lot of people just don't know. And at the station where I ask people what a refugee is, I mean, most people don't know the answer to that question. And it's essential, really, in this day and age. And it's on the media all the time, the refugee crisis and people being displaced around the world. And if you don't know the facts and you're not informed, I mean, how are we making these decisions about people that we're voting for or what the pressing issues are?
John Lawrence is president of Doctors Without Borders USA.
Through this exhibit, we hope to bring awareness to why so many people choose to flee their homes, to embark on journeys of peril, be it on open water or across unfamiliar or often hostile terrain, to seek a better life for themselves and their families. We hope visitors to this exhibition will gain an understanding of what we experience as a humanitarian medical organization working in refugee settings. We want you to see what we see.
The exhibit runs all this week until Sunday, September 24th. For KCPW News, I'm Ross Chambliss.